Opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Family-owned Palermo Pizza underwrites this episode of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast, located at 901 Gazan Parkway, Southwest Wyoming, and available at 616-531-8300.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. Sir, said I, or madame, truly your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word,
Lenore.
Merely this and nothing more. Deep into the darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. Let my heart be still a moment, in this mystery explore.
'Tis the wind and nothing more.
On this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, could this be my lost Lenore? Tell me, I implore.
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Brought to you by WKTV. I'm your ghost hunting host, Wayne Preston Curtis Thomas. Welcome to another episode of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast. As always, we ask that you please keep an open mind about things that you might not easily believe as we explore the mysterious. Zooming in from Muskegon, Michigan, we have a mysterious married couple, Darren and Allie. But first, let's meet my co-host. Zooming in from Byron Center, Michigan.
Well, I'm Brandon Jose.
And zooming in from Holland, Michigan.
Hi, Kim Colleen.
Well, guys, I have never seen anyone look any happier than the pictures I see of you guys on Facebook.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Kim, you haven't seen those pictures?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to have to go check them out, I guess. The happy couple.
That's awesome. You know, the man in black. He didn't like to go out in crowds before.
I know. And now look at him.
Negative energy. Now he's got a smile on his face. I don't think anybody could wipe off.
I know, right?
So we know Darren pretty well, I would say. He's been on the show a number of times. But we need to meet Allie. And you have your own group. So explain yourself. Introduce yourself.
I'm Allie. And I'm originally from Texas, but I lived in the Allegan County area. Now I live here with him, Lakeshore. And I do have a YouTube channel. It's called Soy Alicia TV. It was actually Exploring with Allie's Vlogs TV, but I kind of changed that to the real me, the me person. And I have a variety, a lot of vlogs, maybe a few in the past, paranormal, and a couple of cryptids such as the Dogman encounters and stuff like that.
Yeah, you just recently changed the name. Yes. And what you're doing is you're honoring your heritage.
Yes.
Explain how that works.
Well, I mean, I wanted to kind of bring myself out a little more And I've always trying, I was trying to avoid all trying to be like, okay, let me not do my own heritage type of thing. But I decided that I want to say, well, I figured I'm part Spanish and I'm part Navajo Indian. So I kind of wanted to bring that up and just kind of have it as what I have as my name is Soy Alicia TV. And, you know, kind of just share, you know, heritage stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you speak other languages?
I do, but only when I'm around people that speak other languages.
No, some Spanish.
I do speak Spanish too, but not like, I'm not, I don't speak a whole lot of it, only when it's necessary, actually.
See, Brandon and I saw that as an advantage when we were ghost hunting, because sometimes we would get EVPs, and I swear it was in Spanish, right?
Yeah, we had that too, where we had gone to what was it? One of the, we did an investigation. I'm not sure which cemetery it was, and I could have sworn I heard a few Spanish speaking spirits. And I'm like, whoa, they just spoke Spanish.
Right. And then in Michigan, I think your other half of your heritage would be also an advantage in ghost hunting, right? Because how many of the Native Indians' burial grounds were just built over? And then how much unrest is there? So you might have a special connection to that.
Yeah.
Do you know shaman?
No, but I do have a family member who is.
I always wanted to have a shaman on the show.
Yeah.
Because they've, now I think they're kind of magical, aren't
they?
Yeah,
They are, and sometimes they don't always speak of everything either, too. Like, I know my family member who is the shaman, he doesn't really speak a whole lot of, like, what he does and stuff, unless you're literally with him, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, we kind of had that. We had someone on the show that was working with a shaman. It's like, oh, no, we can't tell you anything. It's all secretive.
Yeah, so that way.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay. I'm like, usually on this show, we want to know your insights. You know? We want you to share your secrets with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can't ignore Darren forever, I guess. Lakeshore Paranormal, still going strong.
Yeah, keeping in there.
You guys work together on with each other's different projects?
Yeah.
And then, well, explain how Lakeshore Paranormal works.
Okay, so we try to run a YouTube channel, Lakeshore Paranormal. We try to usually have a new episode out once a week.
Once a week?
Yeah, once a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Brandon, is that what you're shooting for, once a week?
Well, that's my goal. I don't know if I'll be able to keep up with that.
Yeah,
I got a lot of backstock of footage because I found a way to take the old analog and put it to digital. So I got like a lot of years of footage that I can be able to pull up to use to make episodes. When I run out of that, it might be hard to keep up one a week.
It is. It gets tough.
Yeah.
I took about a 2-week break a little bit just to catch up on. I ended up finding some old footage from Felt Mansion, and then I put that out. But I was working on a private home investigation that ran fairly like almost a full length episode. So it was like 43 minutes long. But we checked out, it was Dan that got in touch with us about this case here in Muskegon. So we went and checked that out.
Well, he must have got a call and he didn't want to take it.
Yeah, didn't want to take it. I think he was just busy with the schedule. This family was struggling with a lot of paranormal activity. So then
I think with COVID, I thought maybe they had stopped going into private homes, or at least for a while.
Yeah,
because of the COVID scare.
Yeah,
but you kept going strong all through COVID.
Yeah, I did.
You guys probably met in a cemetery.
Well, actually the first time I met him was actually when I was with Rob, Michigander Man. We actually were supposed to be doing an investigation at El Capone's Yellow Motel, which was not far from where I used to live, because that's in Allegan County. So, but We were just at the restaurant. We were all sitting there for like, 10, 15 minutes. And then finally we got up. We all went in our own separate cars. But by the time, you know, we really didn't collab as much doing the investigation because there was a lot going on. So we ended up just like separating from each other.
Well, you guys got chased off.
We did. We did. Yes, we did.
I was with Jamie at the time. Yeah. And we both got chased out of there by lights and phantom cars. It was weird.
Oh, so it was an event though, but not necessarily, it wasn't a cemetery.
No.
Because really, Darren is the lord of the cemetery.
Yeah.
Right.
We have one friend who's king of the road, the haunted road, Ben Goldman, but yeah, hands down, Darren is the lord of the cemetery. So I'm surprised. Yeah. Well, that's cool that you were out doing your thing. And so you hunt ghosts too, huh, Allie? Is that?
I do when I'm with him. I did a little bit before on my channel, but then I decided not to, and I ended up doing it with him on his channel. The only thing that I do and will do on my channel would be like cryptids, such as Dogman. That's the only thing.
I saw that. I try to share that stuff on my group, Spooky, Weird, Strange, when I see it come up. And if I'm not on Facebook, time out.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Happens to me a lot.
Yeah. Oh brother.
Right. Because I share too much stuff. Even though it's groups that I belong to. It's just that I belong to 300 groups.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
You know, so they don't like that. They think I'm spamming, even though I'm sending stuff to my own group.
My problem is I share out to different groups every week. So I'm like, I'm part of so many groups, but I don't remember which ones I shared out previous week. And the following week when I release, it's probably a whole another batch of groups.
Oh, yeah. It gets tough because it takes me anywhere from 3 days to a week to do all the sharing once a show comes out. And then, hopefully we're not backlogged. So I got a couple shows because that's when I really get in trouble with Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
I kind of got it figured out, though, how I can get around them. I don't want to say it too loud because they might be listening. But, so I can do it a little bit quicker. But, hey, do you got now, is that a new T-shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We got these up on Teespring. The link is usually under one of my videos in the description.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we can't endorse product or anything, but you can tell us where it is, and I'm not telling people to go out and buy it. We're okay.
Not telling anyone to go out and buy it, but if you'd like to support, check it out.
Right. I mean, we can support you guys like that, as long as we don't get too carried away and telling people, so you took that private case from Dan. Were you able to help those people?
The best that we could.
So you and I did a case together.
Yeah, we did.
Been a while now. Kim actually the one that got the lead on that one over in Holland. That just happened to be synchronicity for me, because my wife and I had lived there and managed that exact community.
Wow.
It brings up a point about investigating. Some places are harder than others to investigate. Now, like apartments where you got people like side by side and you got extra noise.
Yeah.
I did an article on you for WKTV Journal.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, why not? You're one of our... I thought you were going to be the number one all time. There for a while, you were on... quite a bit. You're on you're on episodes 7, 14, 18, and 31.
Oh, wow.
So there for a while, I thought, man, you're going to set a record. And you did in a way, because you got more views than any other show by far. Yeah.
Well, what were the hits on that one, Wayne? It was in the thousands.
Five. He went over five.
I mean, 5,000 views.
I seen him.
Wow.
I seen him like going up, and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna
I'm going to join some more groups and see just how far we can push this. I joined 100 more groups right then. That moved me from like 200 to 300, I think. But no one's come even close to that since.
That's awesome.
So that was really great. But I think what I said about you in the article was how you like a simpler approach to it, but you do utilize some modern equipment. Was that a true statement, what I said?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are some of those, that newer stuff that you like to experiment with?
Well, I got the SB7T right here. It's the newer spirit box. The updated, it's basically the updated version of the SB7. They actually put a little better speaker in it and a temperature gauge and a little LED light.
Hmm. Hey, Brandon, have you seen that?
I haven't seen that one yet. I still got the old one.
So your temperature gauge, does that like go intense? Is it real sensitive so you can watch it go up?
Yep.
Yeah, we're kind of getting a glare.
Yeah, you can't really see the screen, but...
I wonder so if I went to the other reads view. Out,
it just reads on the little screen there.
Yeah, there's a little LED light right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's supposed to fluctuate and be. There it goes.
Okay.
Now you
probably can't hear it.
You had tried some phone apps when I was with you.
Yeah, we like the Necrophonic app. There was a couple other ones. I can't think of the name right now that came out. I think
Spiritus was one that you used.
Spiritus Box app. That one was pretty decent. There was another new one. There was another one there.
We had a couple hits with those. Where you ask a question, and we seem to get an actual response.
I mean,
it was a logical response.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it threw a lot of other stuff out too, but we did get a couple of hits that seemed legit. And then something that Kim likes to talk about is that REM pod. We had a REM pod going.
Yeah.
Went outside for a second. Came back in, REM pods going crazy like a little robot. All the different bells and whistles going off and lights flashing. I'm like, what did we miss? She actually called me back again. And, you know, her complaint was shadows. But it's not something that I really, you know, I was only taking the serious cases, supposedly. I tried to explain that to her, but it was a chance to work together. And I was interested to see how you worked. I'm glad that Pastor Dan would get a hold of you and trust in you to take on a case.
Yeah, that was nice of him. Really, it was.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, a little prayer unity is grasp is pushing, you know. That's another married couple, Bill and Connie Jones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I know the Duchesnes too. The Reverend Robert Duchesne and Nikki, Nicole.
Yep.
So it can work. I know that. You guys, you don't get tired enough of each other that you're still going out with doing these things together, I guess.
Yeah, and it gets pretty crazy. I mean, we usually try to schedule, you know, for the weekends of film if we don't have any actual, like, investigation scheduled, but usually we do video for me and we'll do a video for her. Lately she's been putting up like vlogs, you know, going to the stores and Halloween stores and restaurants and stuff.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. Yeah, if you're crazy about Halloween, because I thought I saw something that you put up.
Yes, so yes, we actually have a Halloween special we're gonna come up with. We still have some things to go over, maybe a little writing, but we plan on doing a little Halloween special for my channel. We're going to dress up, talk about some spooky things, maybe even throw in some deleted scenes. So we'll come up with something.
Should be okay. I'll be watching for that. And then you have done, it wasn't the Stimson Hospital? Is
that where you? Yeah, we did. Yep, we were there.
You did? Yeah. Did you do another presentation there?
Yeah, we did. I ended up bringing Bill and Connie along with that one. And that was all right. I think the last one we did before that, when Brandon was there, we had a better crowd. Like this crowd that we had the last time, they were just not getting into it. They were wandering off. And it was just tough to get them to listen to what we had to say. It was just an odd crowd.
Okay. Yeah, you brought Bill and Connie Jones of
the
grass. So did Brandon let you talk, or did he do all the talking?
No, I think we did good. I think we both had stuff to say, and yeah, that was good. I mean, definitely.
Brandon, did you get some evidence from Stimson Hospital? Because you guys got to investigate after you did your presentation, right?
Go ahead, Brandon.
We did a little bit. I don't remember what I really captured there. I don't remember. I don't think I really got, because a lot of it was the public investigation. Hung off maybe another hour or two afterwards. During the public one, it's hard to really count anything you get, because
because
you don't really know where everybody else is. There's too many people.
Right. What's the history of Stimson?
It was once a mansion, and then they converted it into a hospital in the 1920s, I think it was. 1920s, 1930s. But they ended up having a doctor that fell down one of the elevator shafts when he was drinking on the job. And he ended up falling and breaking his back, and then he later ended up dying right there in the morgue.
Oh, geez. Well, we didn't have to take him very far.
No.
Jeez. Be dying in the graveyard, I guess.
Yeah.
Save you some time.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
So when I did the article on you, Darren, I said you like to do urban legends, Felt Mansion, Allegan County Jail Museum, Joliet Prison.
Yep.
The old Stimson Hospital. You did three ships, trains, woods, piers, cemeteries, and actually had one was an alien, some alien encounter.
Yeah. Really covering. So,
I don't know which ones you want to talk about. I think the old jail. Now, you did that with Rick Wade recently?
Yeah, we did that about a year ago, actually. Coming up on a year now.
And you had some exciting footage from there.
Yeah, and Brandon was there too. That was awesome. We were on the news and everything, WZZM 13 News, Brent Ashcroft. That was really cool to be able to film with him and have the opportunity to work with Rick Wade.
Yeah, we worked with Brett, and then was there a blonde with him?
Not that I can recall.
Farron, the one that we did, that what did our news story, is like Russia Today now. She's on, that's just what she works for now.
Oh yeah, Farron. Yeah, she was, yeah. She was at one of our, those two were at one of our cases.
Yeah. Yeah, the jail one was interesting, because I do remember that we were sitting down like in the, it wasn't actually like the courtroom, but they had like a stuff from an actual courtroom set up in there. Yeah. So it's like a courtroom. It wasn't at the time, it was a jail. There wasn't a courtroom there. But we're all sitting there and we're going, like each one of us has to say here or something like that. Like as we're kind of like going through the people in the chairs. And there's an extra here in there, which would have been between me and like one other person.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the tricks that Rick likes to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's under his direction. We've been with him before too, right? But your footage or your picture was like of a shadow. Explain what that was.
Which one?
It wasn't it a shadow that even said it was like a little boy, I thought, or something.
Oh, that was Rick's. Yeah, I think he had like a little, right.
Or a little girl, because it had hair. Yeah, right? Little, or you could see like where there was hair, maybe.
Something was reflecting in the doll case, and it looked like it was a different doll than what it was.
They really got the creepiest doll collection there.
Yeah.
These antique dolls. Right. And then I remember the pit where they would put you if you're like psychologically problems. They had this pit. It was, you can imagine the energy that's still in the walls of that place. Mm-hmm. When I was there with Brandon, you know, we paid to stay somewhere. It's the only time I was ever on an investigation where I paid, but it was well worth it because we were there by ourselves. And I think it was like 4 hours or something. What I noticed was I had a meter, and as soon as the heat came on, my meter went off. The magnetic fields that furnace would put out would go all through that place. So that's something that spirits can feed on.
Yeah.
Every time the heat came on, Brandon had some bad experiences in the jail area.
Oh, wow.
Where he was taking on some empathic feelings, right, Brandon?
Yeah, I was in the very basement cells. I was feeling like being grabbed at.
Oh, wow.
Like as I was like leaving that basement area, I felt like almost a sensation of having a heart attack.
Ugh.
Allie, have you been there?
Yes. Yeah, I have. Actually, I was there last year. And I was there by myself because I was curious. I saw that on, I don't remember. I think I seen it on Facebook somewhere and I was interested. So I ended up going by myself. And it's weird because as I walked in and I was the only one in there and I'm just walking around, but my phone kept dying and I had just charged it. My phone was up to 100% and it just kept dying and dying. And it's just little by little, finally, it just died. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I kept hearing noises upstairs and and nobody was around either. So it was just kind of a weird feeling, but not like a negative feeling, but just like a weird feeling, like something was there. And obviously sucked up the energy of my phone. And it's weird too, because as soon as I went back after I was done talking to the guy too, because he was talking to me, but I'm not sure if he was the guy in charge. I don't even remember, but as soon as I left and got in my car, I turned on my phone to see if it would, if it would work. And obviously it did. And it went back to like 80%. I was like, wow, what? Like, that was crazy. That was, and I swear I charged it 100% just to walk up in there and take pictures and stuff. But it just kept like little by little. And it's like, oh my God. I mean, at least I got a few pictures, but then it died and I get my car, I turn it on and it's 80%. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it was pretty cool though, walking in there. I actually enjoyed being in there and it was cool that I was just there by myself walking around. So it's not like you can hear people walk around making noise and stuff. I kind of wanted to, explore and, just get to know things and take pictures and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, well, I have there in the daytime for free. Kim, you can take your family there. A little family outing.
Yeah, well, speaking of family outings, on October 30, I'm going to be attending the Hauntings and History Night at the Felt Mansion.
Oh, nice.
So the first part of the evening, it says, hear about paranormal occurrences at the estate from people who have experienced them firsthand.
Wow.
And then the second part of the evening is a candlelight tour. It says, explore in the dark of night, guided only by candlelight, and do a little paranormal investigating of your own, it says. Mm-hmm. So my question to you guys is, what sort of equipment should you suggest that I bring with me that night to do a little paranormal investigating on my own? What should I bring?
Well, your cell phone would be good. Maybe for like a camera.
Yep.
If you have a digital recorder.
I do.
Yeah, that would be good too.
With headphones. Have headphones on at the time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and I have a little speaker that can be plugged in as well. So would you suggest kind of recording and with the headphones on while I'm recording, or just plain old EVP sessions?
Sometimes you hear stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I think if she had the thing.
The headphones. Yeah, that would be interesting to try.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm fine with the headphones.
I would probably try that. See how that works.
Maybe an EMF detector.
Yeah, I don't have one of those, but.
Yeah, that would work. Or do you have a spirit box at all?
I don't.
No.
No.
That's all right.
Yeah, just
I would just do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm pretty sure you'll probably catch something either way.
Right. Is there anything that I can download on my iPhone?
Like
anything credible that is not gonna give me some junk readout? Like I don't know if I trust those.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are iffy, you know, you only get 40% positive feedback with them. But I know like the Necrophonic app and the Deadwave and the Spiritus, they're all made by the same people, the Chill Seekers.
Okay.
They usually run about $10, which.
Okay.
I had pretty good luck with the Deadwave one, which I've been using a little more now lately.
Like Huff Paranormal come out with some apps as well?
The Miracle Box one was another one. That was only $3. You could give it a shot.
Yeah.
I just feel like that one, I kind of have, you know, my ifs about, you know, but it's all right.
Okay. So you're saying the apps that are made by the Chill Seekers are probably the best.
Probably the most credible. Yeah.
Okay. So I think between my recorder and I'll download an app or so, hopefully I'll be able to have some success.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good hint.
Yeah.
Good luck. But,
What Allie was talking about where you had that drainage, I know that's a reoccurring phenomenon. I've experienced that too, though, with the camera.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was kind of paranoid too, because that was like my one phone. I thought they were trying to kill my phone, but I was like, no.
Oh no,
but
then right.
I mean, because I'm like, you know, and I had just gotten that phone like not even a year after I was over there. I'm like, oh my gosh, no. But no, I mean, I guess what I'm thinking is that the spirits must have sucked up a lot of the energy from it.
Yeah.
Especially because I was taking a lot of pictures. And as soon as it just died out, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh, is it dead? You know, but no, I mean, it kind of get me a little scared a little.
And that happens with big cameras, like TV cameras too.
Yeah.
I had it happen at the paddock place, exactly how you described it. All of a sudden my camera's dead. When I'm on the third floor, I can't take any pictures.
Oh, God.
Same camera, later outside, all kinds of pictures I was able to take. And it was like, there was nothing wrong with it. So yeah, that's kind of a reoccurring natural phenomenon that you must have been close to something.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then I think on the top floor also, I do remember out of nowhere, and I didn't touch my phone too when my phone was okay up in it. It actually took 3 pictures on its own. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? I was like, wait a second here. But that's weird, because when that happened, I started hearing noises around me. And like I said, I was the only one upstairs. The people that were, the ones that were working there, they were all downstairs. So nobody was really up there, which I was kind of thankful so that I can be able to take pictures and stuff like that without having interruptions and stuff. But I'm like, but yeah, it literally took 3 pictures on its own.
That's pretty wild. Wow. Yeah, I like the hair weaves at the Allegan County Museum.
Oh, yeah.
The jail museum.
I think my favorite one was the mannequin.
Oh, right. They said something was supposed to happen with that mannequin.
Yes, I read about that too. And I was like, what? That was a doll. But I actually liked that doll. It was a nice mannequin.
I like the that radio or the big record player thing, the monophone or whatever they call it. He cranked it up and then it plays this amazing music.
Oh yeah. Now I'm so old, I recognize the song that he played. I was the only one in the group that did.
I wanted to put that clip up on YouTube, but I wasn't sure if I would have gotten a copyright strike, so I put it up on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. I think they're long gone. That's like Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
He's 100 years dead, so.
I probably could get away with it.
Right. I think you could. I think you'd be safe on that. It was a 78, I believe, album that they played.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy was amazing there too. But his descriptions and the tour that he takes you on, yeah, it was well worth the money that, yeah, that we spent. Now, I did scream like a girl there, like a little girl.
Yeah.
Brandon was right there. Brandon
I was open. So mad I didn't have my, just shut my camera off.
Like, I want to hear that story.
We had been setting upstairs in one of the bedrooms for a while, but we went to leave. As soon as I opened up the door, there was a bat right in my face.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
So I screamed. But
I wish I had that for the blooper reel.
Oh.
I admit, I've been frightened a couple times on investigations. But it wasn't ever from anything paranormal. How about you guys? Ever got scared when you're out there? Because we tried to send courage home with you.
Yeah, you did.
That was Kim's idea. She thought you needed that courage because you're always hanging out in cemeteries.
Yeah. Yeah, so have you guys been scared?
Yeah, have you?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few times for me. There was one investigation I went to. We heard a big loud glass bucket fly across the room. So that was a little frightening. We were supposed to do a cleansing of that house and we ended up having to pack up and leave.
Because you were scared?
Yeah. Well, not that we were scared. I mean, yeah, it was a little unnerving, but we did feel the negative energy, like, it wanted us out right away. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better.
You know, Allie, do you have any of those things like what Darren does with an empathic sort of feeling where you can pick up on negative energy? Do you have that too?
Yes, I do. I actually sometimes feel a little more like empath more a little bit than
you're kidding. Wow.
I pick up a lot more and then like I'll let him know and then all of a sudden it's like it happens because I can feel them, you know. I feel like I get a lot of that too, though, because I'm like I said, I'm Native American.
Yeah.
So I do like in my tribe, you know, they do not all of them. I'm not going to speak of all of them, but especially in my family, we have a lot of that in our family, a lot of either psychic or empath and stuff like that. And I do get like that a whole lot. So.
Do you get it from each other? Like, can you feel like Darren's kind of upset and then vice versa? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. They're in stereo.
Yeah.
It does seem to run in the family.
She freaks me out sometimes. She'll say she smells a smell.
Yeah.
But, and then later that day, it's something that comes true. Like, she'll say, "Oh, I smelled steak," and then it's like 9 a.m. And then later that night, you know, we're having steak for dinner like randomly. Yeah. You know, it's like it's just these weird little coincidences that she puts out, or if she sells, you know, just random things, and then it ends up coming true. I'm like, what the heck? How did you know?
Little psychic going on there.
Yeah, that's what I always get told.
That's one of the clair senses. Now, I don't have them in front of me, so I don't know all the names, but yes.
Yeah, there's like clairvoyant, clairsentient, something. I don't know. There's a lot of different ones.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Audio.
Being able to smell is also another one.
Yeah.
And taste is also one.
Yep.
I get it.
And then they say that death smells like strawberries or cherries. Have you ever had that scent?
I've smelled strawberries. I think cherries, no, but strawberries, I have smelled strawberries.
And then, of course, the other end of that spectrum would be sulfur and rotting flesh.
Yeah. Sometimes I smell like dirt, but like if somebody was buried, do you get me, like kind of like a spirit type of thing? And that's the way I sense it. that it's something like that. I don't smell it all the time, but I do. And then when I do smell it, it's like, uh-oh, something's around here.
So it smells, you smell like soil or dirt or something. And that's that's kind of your cue to yourself to be like, something's around me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yep. Yeah, you sure make a beautiful team.
Yeah.
I see that, when you met Darren, did he have a pocket full of rocks?
Yeah. I'll tell you, he had a pocket full of a lot of things.
Rocks, like literally.
Necklaces and everything. So, but you know what? It didn't surprise me because I'm actually the same way too, except for like, since I'm like the female, I don't really stick a whole bunch of that stuff in my pockets. Yeah. I'll like put them in my purses or in my car or in a little, like a little pouch and stuff. I'll do that, or I'll keep them in my bag or something. But I don't always carry them around because a lot of times I always carry just like being positive and trying not to like, okay, you know what? I know that nothing's going to come around here messing with me, even though sometimes it's like, you know, but I mean, I do carry some of that stuff around too, though.
So what are your favorite crystals? Are they similar to what Darren, do you have like crystal crossover?
Yeah, it's a lot of the stuff he has. Actually, I do have myself.
Yeah. The same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably some quartz. Some
And the amethyst is my favorite though.
Yeah, totally.
That one's that was my favorite. That one, yeah.
A little bit of rose quartz.
Yes, I was just gonna say that. Yeah. The rose quartz I do have. I have, I think, like six of them, and then I do have a big old crystal. I'm not sure where it's at, but I have like a clears crystal one too that I've gotten.
Oh yeah.
It's a pretty big one too. It's a powerful one. Very powerful. You can feel it too. Like when I pick it up, it's very, very powerful. I can feel its energy.
I meant to bring mine. Mama Mary gave me a big clear quartz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Darren, you don't have a pocket full of rocks right now, do you?
No, you know, I got a couple here. I mean, not in my pocket, but.
Oh yeah.
So, bracelet. What do you got in front of you?
So I got. Let's see. I got these tiny little, I got a bunch of these little things, which are actually amber.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's really good.
So that's like fossilized rocks.
Amber, yeah. Like, kind of like from Jurassic Park. I heard that holds a lot of the sun energy, so that's really powerful. And it's good for, like, attachments.
Okay.
Then I think this is aquamarine.
Ooh, that's a good nice one.
I have a lot of this around right now because of the retrograde. It's good for retrograde, and it's good to keep like by the bed for like sleeping and stuff.
I like that.
So that's a good one. That's kind of all I have over here at the moment. I did some organizing with all my stones and kind of organized them and color coded them or in little buckets.
Nice.
Are you doing any more Halloween masks?
What's that?
Are you doing any more Halloween masks?
Yeah, I've been working on a few. Yeah, I got a couple. Two. We've been buying up a lot of these. Oh yeah.
I'm only doing it to scare the kitty.
Oh, real nice.
I get these like little dollar ones from the dollar store.
Oh yeah.
Making them look a little better than what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, bloody them up a little bit.
And I got this little mask right here. I like this one.
Oh yeah. Isn't that what movie is that? The Purge.
It kind of looks like The Purge, doesn't it?
It does.
I made one that's a little creepier. It's over there somewhere. But yeah, I've been working on some masks. It was fun to get back into it this year.
Yeah,
you had some of those on the show before. Some really creepy. Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah,
that's what inspired me tonight. This one is supposed to be like glued right to your face. You get it. It's just a blank, and then you paint it up the way you want it.
Oh, okay.
But I hinged it because I like that better, and then I can just put it on with strings. If I don't want it glued to my face. It's a one-time mask if you do that.
Did you put that rest in peace in there, Wayne?
Yeah, you can do your own.
Yeah, you did. Oh, that's freaking scary. That's nice. Bloody hand.
I found that one too. I painted this. I have a special blood paint that's like what the professionals use.
That's horrifying.
It dries and it looks wet still.
It does.
That's really cool. I did a lot of the masks like that this year.
Now,
cool.
What's the favorite place for you? I know you've been to so many. I did a list of, you know, some of the places that you've been to, but what was the favorite? I know you're on like three different ships.
Yeah, probably the LST. I really enjoyed the what was it? The USS LST 393 here in Muskegon, and it was a ship that was transporting tanks and soldiers to Normandy Beach in 1944 on D-Day. So it has a lot of that history, you know, not to mention that it's now a museum filled with nothing but war artifacts. So it's just kind of like this big whirlwind of energy.
Mm-hmm.
See, I like museums, and I've been at museums, yeah, especially ones that had to do with war.
Yeah.
That residual, I don't know if it's a residual energy or one of an item might have something attached to it. And one of the people we were with got scratched because they were being disrespectful.
Oh my goodness.
Well, yeah. And then I kind of made a joke about it because I said, scratching is kind of a feminine thing. Must be a gay Nazi.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
And I guess I was asking for trouble because then another member got scratched after that. It wasn't me though. So, but yeah, that's why I like to take women on ghost hunts with me. They make good bait.
Yeah.
Good ghost bait.
Yeah, especially out of prison.
Out of prison, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Or someplace maybe where Al Capone was supposedly hung out.
Yeah.
All that disrespect back then, you know, that they had for women. It was a different era, you know. Women have come a long way. There's so many women in the paranormal nowadays. We've had so many on this show.
And authors, I might say. Mm-hmm. Paranormal women authors.
Yep. So they're making great strides in the industry. I don't know, the guys, you and Brandon are going to have to like step the game up a little bit.
When's your book coming out?
Uh-oh. When's my book coming out? I got to work on it.
Yeah.
We probably need to move on in the show somewhat, I guess. You know, we have a format we like to follow. Sure. So upcoming, ongoing, Kim kind of already did hers. You guys got anything planned upcoming?
The only thing I can think of, if all goes to plan, we're supposed to shoot over to the Eloise Insane Asylum in November. But, you know, sometimes plans change. But we're hoping for it. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. But other than that, we have our Halloween special. We're going to try to get out sometime soon.
Right. You mentioned that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, I've tried to keep my slate somewhat clean. I mean, just been kind of slow this season. I mean, we've been doing our own thing.
Yeah. You know, I want to relate something to you. We don't have nearly the followers or the views that you get, but I did have a critic from the UK that criticized the show, said it was boring.
Oh, brother. And
I engaged them, right?
And yeah, they forgot to, but yeah.
I engaged them. I know it was probably wasn't the right thing to do, but after messaging back and forth just a little bit, I thought, this gal hasn't even watched the show.
Yeah, exactly. That happened.
And I finally got her to admit it. She hadn't even watched the show, but yet she was criticizing it. So, and I know you've come across this, and you call it the haters, is what you call it.
I do.
But you have had so many milestones. I've helped, you know, I've like clicked on and like say, yeah, great milestone. I don't even know how many you had.
Yeah, I've come a long ways.
Where are you at now? I don't even know.
We're really close to hitting 70,000 views on our channel in total. We've just hit 2,500 subscribers on YouTube. So yeah, keeps going.
Good for you.
Yeah, I know. That's amazing. So if you get one or two.
Yeah.
Let it go, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're so much farther on than that. Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's a jealousy thing. I mean, some of these people get on here and start hating, and it's just probably because they're just jealous, you know.
True.
People, and maybe we're doing something right. So,
and they don't see everything that goes behind the scenes, you know. They don't see Brandon coming in here on his day off so he can edit, format, and make the show happen, you know. So they don't see all the work you put into editing and that goes behind the scenes.
I mean, there's days I'm sitting at my desk for 8 hours straight.
So yeah.
It's crazy. I mean,
the time and money and effort, you know, that you expend. So good for you, but forget that nonsense if you can. I know it's tough because I couldn't do it. I mean, and then for us, upcoming, we're kind of a Halloween special that we like to do with Chetan Noir.
Awesome.
So that's coming up, our next show. And then in November, Bill Konkoleski, he's the MUFON director at Michigan's MUFON, and he's an author. You know, he was abducted at 2 years old, and then every 2 years, up and through his 20s.
Yep.
But we have to do a shout out to 222 Paranormal.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be in this slot tonight, but Joe from 222 is in the hospital. So he had a medical emergency. So our thoughts go out to Joe. I'm sure he's going to heal up. Maybe he'll take your spot. You guys can just swap around if he wants. And then Brandon's got exciting news. That's Jose Paranormal History Productions that he's doing.
YouTube channel. Just getting it going now.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah. Kind of got most of the old episodes of Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters up on there. So if you ever want to, if anybody's on there wants to catch some of our older episodes, those will be on there. And then I'm kind of doing some other filming, both like different travel and history locations and paranormal. So it's kind of a blend of different things.
Well, Brandon, if you want to get out with us sometime soon, you know, we're thinking about hitting up Ada Cemetery one of these days, or possibly going back to Hellsbridge. I haven't been there since I made my original video, which surprisingly is past 7,000 views.
Yeah, I got to Hellsbridge because I usually don't get much out there. So
no, apparently, I know. Oh. Well, I had a bad experience with that place, but maybe I'm better prepared now. So
yeah,
time to go back.
And then Kim put our Facebook together. You guys, anybody wants to go check that out?
Yeah.
All of our shows are on there, and we try to put like ads in there for.
Like if I see something with like Bill Konkoleski has like something going on, or one of our previous guests, I usually try and share that to our Grand Rapids Ghost Hunters Paranormal Podcast Facebook page.
Yeah, any Paracon stuff like that, events that are
anything like that. If Mama Mary has something going on,
because we're all about the mysterious. And then a shout out, like I said, to Joe at 222 Paranormal, and then everybody here, Gavin, Kelly, Tom, Joanne does the journal. She's the editor for the journal for the articles that I write. How about you guys want to give a shout out to anybody?
Well, not that I can think of. How about my brother Josh from Southern Afterlife? I wanted to show you this here.
Oh man.
He sent me this. Okay, let's see. He sent me this earlier. What was it, June, I think?
Yeah.
I had him make this for me. And
is that like a ghost box?
Yes, it's a portal box. This is cool. What goes You can hook up a spirit box or the phone app to it, and it'll drown out kind of the white noise and filter it out. So
what's it called again?
I would say it's an echo box.
Yeah, it's an echo box.
Yep.
So you're supposed to be able to like ask questions, and they should be able to reply verbally through that box back to you.
Yeah, without the white noise. Yeah.
Right. Have you had success with that?
Yes. Yeah, I have. Yep.
So give us a quick example of what you asked a question and what did it say back?
I think the best response is we were using the Miracle Box app with it, and we had a little girl come through, and she was calling you by name.
And I never actually, because like back then I was actually known to be like, when I had my other name for my channel, it was Allie, but now it's my full name, and the spirit did not know my full name, and no one calls me my full name unless it's my family members.
Sure.
But she literally said my full name, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Oh yeah. And it was loud
Very
and clear.
Awesome.
Very loud and clear.
That is amazing.
Wow, we always like it when we hear our names on our investigation.
Yeah.
You don't know my address too, do you?
Right. Jeez. I don't want my social security number.
Right.
So for our final thought, it's graveyards versus cemeteries. You know, they're actually two different words.
Yeah, they are.
You know, cemetery is a Greek word, means sleepy place or resting place, and it originated with the Roman catacombs. And graveyard is the older word, and it's a burial ground within a churchyard.
Yep.
But people use them interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
So the final thought is, do you think graveyard or cemetery is a good place to hunt ghosts?
I agree. Kim, as long as
let's start with Kim. You're the expert on it.
Okay. So, you know,
Darren, you're the expert. You saved the expert for last.
Yeah, really. Like, just from my own personal experience as a young child, I saw my first ghost apparition, whatever you want to call it, in what I say cemetery. So is it that most ghosts are hanging out in cemeteries? I would say yes, because that's where I saw my first ghosts. I mean, that's would make sense to me, that they would maybe stay around where their physical body was at one time. Maybe there's some residual feelings that they feel like they need to stay by their body or something like that. So I would say a cemetery is a really good place to see a ghost.
Okay. Brandon, you hunted ghosts for 10 years or better. What do you think?
Cemeteries and stuff, they can be haunted, and they cannot be. I think a lot of times they tend to more hang out where they lived at, but sometimes they may hang out with where their body, you know, is located. But
and then Brandon and I have been to buildings that were at a cemetery that were haunted.
And yeah, because, me too.
Because they had storing these urns, the ashes with no words said over them, they're kind of in limbo. It's what we figured. That's what we were led to. But Allie, how about you? What do you think?
I think everything you all said, but I also think in their favorite spots could be a backyard, could be maybe even to that they're territorial in a certain area. They could be around there too. I do know, like, for instance, my family's property, you know, there's a lot going on there, spirit wise and cryptid wise. So I feel like they could be territorial, or it's that they might have passed away there, or it's just because maybe they lived around there and they just decided to stick around.
Okay. Now, Lord of the Cemeteries.
Well,
go ahead.
Y'all have pretty good points. I would say, now there's probably always the few spirits that are going to be attached to their bodies, you know, are going to have a hard time letting go. There's a lot of cemeteries around here that were built on Native American lands. For example, the Nunica Cemetery. So I feel like there's a lot of disturbance there. Well, also, that's where I seen my first apparition, was at Nunica Cemetery. So I definitely believe you can capture stuff at a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Whether each cemetery you go to is going to have a spirit or not, you know, that's to be determined. But, you know, I seen a ghost at a cemetery. So, I mean, I definitely believe there is something to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good points. Now, I used to tell people, if you want to see a ghost, go to a museum. Don't go to a cemetery.
Yeah. But a lot of times it can be an item, whether it's residual or the intelligent. If it's a prized item of them, it may attach to that, you know, as well.
But my opinion has changed. Now, hopefully people in a cemetery have had words said over them and they're resting in peace, but things can happen. They can be put in the wrong grave, more than one person in the same grave, mass graves, unmarked graves.
Someone vandalizes their tombstone.
Yeah. Disturbed graves.
So there's a lot of disrespect, I think, that can cause unrest. Yeah. But you brought up Nunica. Yeah, Nunica Cemetery is a prime example of a place to go, a cemetery that is probably haunted. The differences in temperature that people have recorded there, the different stories add up. I'm going to go there and smudge. I like that you smudge, Darren. Yeah. I like that you're full service paranormal investigator.
Thank you. I like that you
go that extra step. Because I'm going to go to Nunica. I'm probably going to go over to Bath Cemetery also and smudge over there. That's another one. You know, we also have Byron Center Cemetery that has some lights. I think maybe there's some explanations for that. Things that are in the tombstones
themselves. Yeah, we've been wanting to check that place out.
Yeah, we've been wanting to check that place out.
But there's other ones. Because you are the Lord of the cemeteries, you should know about these places. There's Boot Hill in Tombstone, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Where there's photos been taken there. There's the old soldier's home here in Grand Rapids where they've seen soldiers marching, Civil War soldiers marching. There's a cemetery in Gettysburg where you can smell. We talked about scents earlier, where you can smell the death. So that's a good one. There's a couple of them in Chicago where there's actually an apparition of an entire house over in a cemetery in Chicago. There's a cemetery in Salem where a man haunts it. He was actually a victim of the witch hunts. They killed him because he wouldn't admit to either way, yes or no, that he was involved in witchcraft, because they were going to take his property no matter if he said yes or no. There was no way out. So they piled stones on him until he died. So they say he haunts the cemetery in Salem. So, you know, these places are out there. I think cemeteries are a good place.
Yeah.
The right cemetery anyway. So this is the show. We have our inspirational thought, and then that's the end of the show. It's another great show. This one is a real simple one, but I think it's appropriate. My inspirational thought. It comes from the Dalai Lama. And the Dalai Lama says, the purpose of life is to be happy. You kids have seemed to figure that one out already.
Aww.
I love that about you. I love that you're so happy that maybe you can go out in crowds now.
Yeah, maybe. I still don't like crowds, but yeah.
He's getting there slowly.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Well, there's still hope.
He likes to go shopping. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do some Halloween shopping still.
Yes, I do, yeah.
Well, I've been a little goofy tonight, but I enjoyed it.
Located at 901 Gazan Parkway, Southwest Wyoming, and available at 616-531-8300.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.